Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. To the hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us." He kindly point that gun the other way and holler, holler, holler up in the hay. Up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. Ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch, cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done. Nobody at all. So quiet yourself.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, or FM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Ceres.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, once again, welcome to The Backstory. We've got a whole lot of stuff to talk to you about tonight. Principally, we wanted to talk to you about the city council meeting last night. There was two excellent speakers concerning the city council and the state of the city. And the state of the city, my friends, is not good. This city has become a circus of incompetence with millions of dollars of overspending and waste, allowing for millions of dollars to be spent without council knowledge and approval. You know, a circus of incompetence. And you know, like every circus, it requires Bozo the Clown, or clowns, and a ringleader. And it's obvious at the city who the ringleader and clowns are. Some members of the city council have virtually abdicated their authority to the city attorney and to the city manager, allowing for millions of dollars to be spent without council's knowledge and, of course, without their approval. And no one is held accountable. I think the figure was $16 million, but there's more than that coming up. In addition to the $16 million, there's the $31 million that's being spent by one of the circus performers, and that would be our city attorney, Adam Lindgren. Now, he's a lawyer, and maybe he's going to object to the way we're going to be treating Adam, and maybe he knows some libel or slander laws, but we are going to be careful to tell the truth. We're going to be careful that the city attorney is more of a politician than an attorney who's supposed to protect the city. You know, in this city, and in any city, honest and effective government demands that elected leaders be honest with its citizens. You know, but it's evident that there are four members of this council who are not interested in the truth. We know this by the recent forced resignation of the city auditor, Monica Houston. The city auditor, hired recently, maybe 8 months ago, was hired to help identify waste and fraud. Well, the ad hoc committee that brought her to town, that would be Manny Grewal, the mayor, Branwell, and Bill Zalocki. Ad hoc committee. Okay? Three members of the council will get together and will recruit an auditor. Well, apparently they didn't do their vetting very well because they thought they were just hiring a black woman, CPA, and certainly that should score points. Well, they didn't know what they bargained for because they hired a woman who was competent, exceedingly competent, and knew the job well. Incidentally, if you've called or you want to call, 846-1814, we will only respond to calls if you press 1. So if you have a comment that you'd like to make or a question you'd like to ask or you'd like to get involved in any way, and I can understand why some people don't want, it's 846-1814. Well, listen, the backstory names names. The four members of the city council who voted to accept the resignation of Monica Houston have absolutely no regard for the honest, hardworking citizens of Modesto who have elected and trusted them to make sound fiscal decisions on our behalf. And who are they? Well, okay, I don't know. Do you know who's on the city council? I mean, you would think that was not a question that need be asked. But, you know, left to right, Doug Ridenour on the dais. Then comes Jenny Kanoyer, and then comes Bill Zalocki. Okay? Then comes the city manager. Next to the city manager is Ted Branwell, the mayor. And next to the mayor is Adam Lindgren, the city attorney. And to the right, further to left to right, is Christy Ayu, Tony Madrigal, and Manny Grewal. Now, four of these people voted to fire Monica Houston, the city auditor. I refer to a circus, and a circus has to have a ringleader. Well, the ringleader, I find, is the city attorney, a man called Adam Lindgren. And Adam Lindgren's record is all over the spreadsheets that the city is not really liking or wanting to publish. Why would they not want you to see what the financials show? Why would they present public information that's redacted, that it's supposed to go to the public? the big question. Why did they fire or ask Monica Houston to resign? Adam Lindgren told Monica Houston that it's time perhaps for a job performance evaluation. And he made sure there were at least five of them in a six-month period. And evaluations are supposed to be primarily to improve performance. Well, you get five evaluations in 6 months. They're not looking for Monica Houston to improve her performance. Her performance is fantastic. She's doing her job. And this all started by Monica Houston asking for some documents that were very revealing. So now the question is, how do we get rid of her before she snitches on all of us? Well, they thought maybe we should offer her some money. Oh, well, let's try that. Miss Houston, if you would accept $275,000, would you resign? And Monica Houston made the right decision for herself and to the detriment of the city of Modesto. Once again, callers, if you'd like to participate, have a question or a comment, all you need to do is press 1. Back to Monica Houston. She did what was best for her and what was detrimental to the city of Modesto. We needed her. We needed someone who was professional, knowledgeable, and with the courage to do her job. Well, in her best interest, because this environment in Modesto is toxic. By that I mean, qualified people don't want to come here. That's why we have Joe Lopez as a city manager. Nobody else really wanted the job, and Joe Lopez was sitting there in the background, interim city manager, showing how incompetent he was as the interim manager. That didn't make any difference. We'll hire him anyhow. Manny Grewal thought, hey, you know, he's a good guy. Mr. Grewal likes guys who will do as he says or who can be controlled. So now you have a situation where I'm sure that had Monica Houston refused to take the payoff, the settlement, she'd have been turned over to the district attorney. You know who she is, Birgit Flatiger. Yeah, you may think that what I'm telling you is sort of science fiction, folks, but let me tell you, it's the absolute truth. If this government and this law enforcement, if they want to get rid of you, they can do it. All of you have violated or created some transaction in your lifetime. So what they'll do is they'll get their investigators out and go out and find one of those transactions. They'll find anything that they can blow up. So, but first, they're not looking for a crime yet. Because first they've got to have you. And then they'll go out with their investigators to find out. Well, you know, that is more common in this community than we realize. And Monica Houston must have realized that, that it was somehow part of our culture. So I don't know if our auditor has left town yet, but she will take $275, and leave the city council alone. Remember now, the four people who voted to make her resign and paid her off with your money. This isn't Ridenour's money. It's not Zelacki's money. It's not Knoyer's money. And it's not Grewal's money. Grewal has enough money of his own. Grewal could have paid her off just by himself. Maybe that would have been the moral thing to do. Grewal could have just hired the city auditor and put her to work in his company. Manny Grewal has anywhere from $400,000 to $500,000 in his campaign war chest. It's not money for the city council. It's money for his race with the state assembly. And I think the backstory wants you to know that between now and the next election for state senator, what was done to Monica Houston has got to be repaid. Mr. Grewal will run with this on his record. He paid off an auditor to hide what he and this council have been doing. Now, what motive can these people have for covering this up? Well, Jenny Knoyer, she doesn't, you know, she's just a little bit older than I am. And I don't think she has any political aspirations. And I think she voted because she thought she was doing the right thing. She thought it was cheaper to hire an outside auditor. Jenny Knoyer was lied to. And she believed the lies. You know, I'm hoping someday, cheering on older people, that they, and she's done it before, that they have the courage to say, you know what, I was lied to. I'm going to change my mind. Well, okay. The backstory will help Jenny in any way we can. We don't expect her to change her vote because it's probably too late. We're not going to get Monica Houston back. So you've got Grewal going for state senate. Now you've got Bill Zelacki, a heck of a nice guy. He was thinking of running for higher office, and I think he was told by the Republican Party that it wasn't his turn, so he decided not to run, but he has a feeling, I suppose, that it is his turn. He's become the head of Stancock. And he's worked very hard on the city council. Bill Zelacki can't afford, although it's done now, but he wants to be mayor. Well, how can that be? You think Brandvall doesn't want another term? You know, we don't know, but, you know, it's up to him, but it's not his choice. If his chief of staff, by that I mean Brandvall, if his chief of staff, George Petrolakis, decides that he's been mayor of an incompetent council for 4 years, or will be 4 years, that it's maybe time to move on to someone else, and maybe Zelacki is the guy. So, Zelacki has a motive for getting rid of Monica Houston. But the very action that he took in getting rid of her is going to prevent him from becoming mayor, despite his chief of staff, George Petrolakis. Now, the last guy, and that would be Doug Ridenour. Ridenour is the brother of the former mayor, Jim Ridenour, who served 2 terms. Again, a Petrolakis candidate, as was Brandwall. So these three people are going to have to live with, on their record, of what they did to hide the massive corruption that is in this city. And it's corrupt because the city council is incompetent. And notice, I haven't even mentioned the three people who resisted voting for Monica Houston's removal. Now, I guess Christy Ayu thinks she's done the right thing, and because she believes in transparency. Now, Brandwall, he voted to keep the auditor, except Brandwall hired her. Now, I'm being told that, oh, no, Brandwall is sincere when he says he wants to keep Monica Houston. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. Brandwall is recruited by George Petrolakis on the very last day to sign to run. Up until that time, Petrolakis was supposed to be endorsing Dave Lopez. Well, that wasn't going to happen. But Petrolakis got Brandwall convinced. And sort of like, don't worry, we'll tell you how to do this. So that leaves Madrigal. And Madrigal, he stepped aside. Apparently he didn't vote on whether to let her go or not, so he sat it out. Let's talk a little bit about Adam Lindgren, how he came to us. First of all, Lindgren is a principal in the law firm of Myers Knave. I think that's how I can't pronounce that name. It's K-N-A-V-E. Is it Nave? I think that's the Spanish. Or is it Knave? Well, it turns out he is a knave. But he came to the city in 2013. At that time, the total Myers-Knave billing, this is 2013, was $333,000. Oh, let's go back just 2 years. Myers-Knave was charging the city $51,000, $52,000. In 2012, it was $170,000. In 2013, it was 333,000, 334,000. In 2014, now comes Meyer. Now here's the billing, and we got Adam, the ringleader now. Adam, the billing for 2014 was $1,219,000, almost $1 million more than the year before. Didn't get any better, folks. In 2015, the Knave, was billing $2,201,000, another $1 million more. And then in 2016, it went up to $3,296,000. My goodness. What's going on here? Well, if this guy, Adam Lindgren, is the principal of the Meyer Knave, in other words, he's one of the owners, he overbills the city of Modesto in the last 4 years, from 2014 to April of this year. And these are preliminary figures, and they're low. The city has paid $11 million to Adam Lindgren's law firm while he is a consultant with the city of Modesto. He has an open contract. You know, I talked briefly to Mike Dunbar. You know, I'm getting irritated, very irritated, when I talk to him. And he doesn't know what the hell is going on. And by his own admission, he's more worried about fish and water, which he should be. And I'm glad he writes about it. But he doesn't know about the fact that Lindgren's company gets $11 million in 4 years. And another $9 million goes to other law firms that he hires. He fired the lawyer that the city had retained for the stupid lawsuit between the MID and the city of Modesto. That, boy, that's a backstory all in itself. I don't know. I guess the unofficial record is that the bill for that lawsuit was close to $5 million. Well, Lindgren cut that out, reduced it, and took the rest of the contract for himself. You know, it beat me to it. Yeah, we do only have 90 seconds left. This will be played tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock on 93.3 FM. We encourage you to make your phone call. You can have something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop all that fuss.